Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. This Sunday, the Bears host the Broncos, and quarterback Jay Cutler will try to handle one of the league's best defenses.
Everything kind of pops off the page against those guys. Up front, obviously, they've got a ton of talent. The back end, they're talented. Linebackers fly around. They show you different looks. They play zone. They're not afraid to play man. They played a lot of man this year. So it's challenging. I mean, it's a challenging group. That's why they're ranked so high.
Yeah, they do lead the league in several defensive categories. Bears had an indoor practice today because of the windy conditions outdoors. Alshon Jeffrey sat out. Same thing for Matt Forte. We've got football on the score tonight. The Jaguars will take on the Titans. The broadcast starts at 7, and right before that, actually, Bears All Access beginning at 6. The Lions have hired Rod Wood as their new team president. They have formed an advisory board, or will form an advisory board, as they search for a new general manager. Baseball, NL, and American League MVPs are going to be announced later on this afternoon. After 5 o'clock, we'll find out. The Cubs are not going to get one of those, though they've had postseason awards every other day this week. The Cubs did sign reliever Andury Acevedo to a one-year contract. They've also claimed left-handed reliever Jake Leathersich off waivers. Rather, Jack Leathersich is his name. They get him off waivers from the New York Mets. The Score's Bruce Levine says Jeff Samardzija's return to the Cubs seems, quote, more probable than not. After the starter met with team president Theo Epstein, apparently they had dinner last night in Chicago. NBA Celtics president Danny Ainge says he is willing to hire the recently fired Kevin McHale if he wants a job somewhere in the organization. McHale apparently has said no for the time being. This update brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse. And Tuesday, join CBS Chicago in a day of giving. Help victims of home fires and other disasters in your neighborhood or wherever it is needed most. Donate to the Red Cross Disaster Relief and show your support. CBS Chicago cares. 670 weather, clear tonight, low of 32, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 48. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights.
Boars and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
We got some professional broadcasters actually coming up this week. It's Ian Eagle and Dan Fouts.
On first down. Deep ball, separation, touchdown. Martavis Bryant. Roethlisberger drops it in the bucket. What a backup quarterback.
Ian Eagle of CBS, Westwood One, the Yes Network.
Al McGuire, in the middle of me telling a story, kind of comes up behind us. And I said, hey, coach, I'm Ian Eagle. Nice to meet you. He goes, what's that? Is that your name? I go, yeah. He goes, change it. So the next morning now, I hear, Ian Eagle! Ian Eagle! I go, oh my goodness, what the hell is going on here? And it's McGuire. Right. And he walks through it. I run up to him, like, hey, coach, how you doing? He goes, I thought about it last night. I go, you thought about what? Your name. Keep it.
Kevin, somebody we've heard of.
Yes, it's good.
It's actually good.
And I like that. It's
fun. They're a great crew. Yeah, the two of them get along, and they play off of each other well. They're comfortable with each other.
Antonio Brown, he is a one-man wrecking crew. Touchdown, Steelers. And the somersault to boot. He nails it all, even the dismount and the landing.
The Bears at 4-5 are good enough to have earned actual broadcasters.
That was real, and that was spectacular.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hi.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Wow, is that ever a lead up? At 303 on Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score, Boers and Bernstein.
You will hear him tonight on these very airwaves calling the Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. But more significantly, you will also hear him and see him on Sunday as he will be the voice for the Bears and the Broncos. Ian Eagle joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. How you been, man?
Guys, I know this is going to be a little emotional for you, but I am coming to you live right now from the Kings Inn Motel in Jacksonville. But hold on one sec. No. I'll buy the crack later. No, not now. Next hour. Yes. Come back, please.
Yes. As the hourly crack dealers, we've been, and I'm glad.
We're familiar with that, actually.
I'm glad Westwood One has put you up with such such palatial digs, and I'm sure you are armed to the teeth as you need to be, but it's just lovely there, isn't it?
Wait, hold on one more sec. No, that the other part, no, that's later, too. Yeah. Okay. Good, thanks. That's after the game. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, he'll be back for that also. Yeah. So no
worries. They also want you to change your name.
Well, and so all we ask, though, is that we've had a problem as Bears viewers this year so far. It's partly because the Bears have only merited the D crew, regardless of network. Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Hold on, let me get in front of a mirror.
Yes.
Alshon Jeffrey.
Thank you. We don't ask much, but from Jeffries, and it's just apparently he's become Jeffries and has remained
really?
Jeffries in the world of most. Yes.
So he's a plural wide receiver.
Well, he has become one. We know his name is Jeffrey, but every time we turn on the TV on Sundays, he's miraculously become Jeffries, despite what it says on his jersey.
You can bank on it.
All right,
he will
good.
Be Jeffrey this week.
Good. How's life? How are things?
Everything's good. Everything is well, running around and enjoying it. It's been fun with the two seasons crossing over NBA and NFL.
Even though you really don't do NBA basketball anymore, do you? That's sort of a thing of the past.
Yeah, is that technically NBA?
Technically, you're not in the NBA anymore. We're taking you out of there after you change your name.
Let me lob this in about it. Hi, that was an Ephus pitch for you guys. Yes. No, I'm still doing the NBA, still doing the Brooklyn Nets, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
And isn't there some issue now with Yes Network? Is there a typical cable battle going on with the cable company and the network over rates, et cetera?
Yes. Have you heard about the cable wars?
Yes.
They're still happening. There's been an issue with one of the local cable companies in the New York tri-state area, and the Yes Network was pulled off the air at midnight on Tuesday night.
Well, if you're holding Nets games hostage, you got some leverage, boy.
Yes. A position of strength, yes.
It's like the old Woody Allen bit where they're negotiating the hostage. Keep the kid.
sadly, it's not funny. It's a serious matter, guys.
Oh, I know. It'll get resolved as it always does. But in your travels across the NFL this year, what in particular is standing out about this season, about the games that you see?
Well, I mean, the first team that stands out, having called a couple of their games, is New England. They just do it with a new cast of characters. The staple is Belichick and Brady, and then everything else changes, yet the results stay the same. Everybody just assumed coming into the season, this is the year, this is the vulnerable time for this team. Somebody will jump forward, whether it's Miami or Buffalo or the Jets in the AFC East, and the reality is there's still an immense separation between them and everybody else, not just in the division, but within the entire conference. Obviously, Carolina has been a big surprise in the NFC. Whether or not they can sustain it remains to be seen. You know, a lot of injuries, and I know there are people that are trying to delve deeper into that, there seems to be a cause and effect. I don't think so. I think injuries in the NFL are a byproduct of how big these guys are, how hard they play, and sometimes dumb luck, a lot of luck. And I know through the years, people have been very upset when injuries take place in the preseason, and they say, hey, they have to change it. It's got to be two games in the preseason. It doesn't matter. If you're starting QB or you're starting running back or your stud wide receiver or number one corner goes down in the first preseason game, second preseason game, fourth preseason game, second regular season game, it hurts. it's always going to hurt. It doesn't matter when it happens. So in my mind, you accept it as part of the equation. The teams that are deep, the teams that can go to that second level, like Pittsburgh, those are the teams that normally have done their homework and are successful because they've constructed a roster correctly.
Now, you mentioned the Pats there, and it's interesting because Brady continues to be brilliant. I believe he's 37.
Yeah.
And we know that Peyton Manning, not so brilliant, and missing now from the game on Sunday at 39. And we were kind of hoping he'd play, actually. The Bears, I think we're all hoping he'd quarterback against the Bears. But Brady's talking about doing it for 10 more years. I mean, are we going to see that Tom Brady turn into what Peyton Manning is, or is he just a different species? I mean, I don't think he has the injuries that Peyton has had that I recall. I mean, but he says he wants to play another 10 years.
Yeah, now here's the other thing. I'm certainly not one to criticize any aspect of Tom Brady, but he's got to start thinking about the math because he said that last year.
Right.
And this year he said it again, and he didn't amend the year. So what is it? Are you playing 10 years? Are you playing 11 years? Are you playing 9 years? What are you doing? Because I don't understand the math. He said last year he was going to play 10 years, and then this year he said he's going to play another 10 years. So either years don't actually affect him in any way, and he's not human, or he's just forgetting the math. The guy is incredible. He really is. And no matter who's out there offensively. Now, this is a huge test without Edelman because he really has become the go-to guy. Amendola's been, by all real standards, a disappointment in New England. And there have been flashes, and he's helped them at times, but he hasn't been the consistent player they thought he was going to be. Well, now's his chance. Now's his opportunity because he's going to be a go-to guy in this offense. The fact that they have LaFell back, Gronkowski is just not of the same species as other players in the NFL. So the weapons are still there. They lose Dion Lewis. They find other guys to step forward.
Yep.
I don't think he can play till 47. I mean, that's not realistic. This isn't George Blanda. We're not in those times anymore. But this guy, everything he said he will do, he has done. So until he can't do it, maybe guys like me and other prognosticators around the NFL shouldn't question him.
No, you've got the game tonight before you dive into the preparation for Sunday, but I'm interested in the inside story of how a broadcast team and how you try when as the storylines are set when you have your meetings and you're thinking the story as the game unfolds in front of you, when the most significant player in any way technically involved in the narrative isn't playing, even though that's Brock Osweiler. It remains in many ways still about Peyton Manning. So what's the right way to handle that to make sure that you are calling the game in front of you while still are completely aware of the larger context of the game's meaning?
Yeah, it's a great question because I think we battle that every week, whoever works on these crews doing the NFL, because you're serving a number of masters. You have the hometown audience for the two teams that know more about their team than the general audience. So you do have to play to them to some point. You have the generic Joe fan that's just tuning in to watch the game and doesn't know the ins and outs of the two particular teams playing. Then you have the fantasy football crowd / gambling crowd that doesn't care about any storylines. They just want to know who scored, how they scored, how much time is remaining, what's the situation, and all the other stuff is just white noise. So I think you have to do your best in trying to cover the storylines, but not losing sight of why people are tuning in for the most part, and that is for the meat and potatoes of the game. We had Denver a few weeks ago in Cleveland, and things were awry. Even at that point, they were 5-0, but everybody was questioning them. Peyton Manning at that stage, you had seen some pretty obvious signs that he just wasn't the same guy. And they were amiss, even meeting with them. Peyton, who I've met with so many times, the first game I ever did on CBS was Peyton Manning's first game as a pro, Indianapolis against Miami. And the guy was incredible in the meeting itself, the first meeting. It's the first guy I met with as an NFL broadcaster, and he was the first player that we sat down with. And I thought to myself, wow, this is not what I expected. If everybody's like this, this is going to be an easy job. They're basically giving you the answers to the test. And I realized, no, he's just unique. And even in his first game, he had insight and he understood the byplay and the back and forth in these production meetings. And he just wasn't the same guy meeting with him a few weeks ago, whether it was confusion. confusion, whether it was holding back because of the injuries. Part of me, and I don't know how you guys feel, and I'm certainly not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but part of me believes that they got Peyton Manning the record, got him over the hump, and now it's whatever's best for the team. They're 7-2. If they believe Brock Osweiler is the best fit for this offense right now, and if he plays well against Chicago, I don't think he's losing this job. I know what they're going to say because mm-hmm. they need to say it. Peyton Manning, they have to respect it. It's a very tenuous situation. Future Hall of Famer, one of the greatest to ever do it. They don't want this to end badly, but it's almost hard for it not to end badly.
It always does.
It yeah. does.
Other than Elway, other than a guy like Elway's like, okay, that's it. I just won the Super Bowl. So long, suckers.
Right.
Other than that, doesn't it always? I mean, I mentioned this before that, you know, you and I are the same age. We're both 46. And I remember, I have an actual, tangible, visual memory of Johnny Unitas. I was 4 years old, and I'll never forget when Unitas was on the Chargers and my dad telling me, remember that you saw Johnny Unitas play. Remember that. Remember that you could say that you saw him. And when I actually asked back about it, and that was ugly and miserable, and he couldn't do anything. And it's, you know, it always is. So I was reminding people early this year, you know, if you've got a toddler who's really into football, remind them to say, hey, remember that you can say you saw Peyton Manning play.
It's really interesting you bring up that specific example, because you might get associate producer credit on the broadcast this weekend. Who was a rookie on that team that you just alluded to, that San Diego team?
Fouts?
Dan Fouts was a rookie quarterback behind Johnny Unitas. Wow. And trust me, I'm going to ask him on the air at some point what that was like, sitting behind Johnny and watching the end of his career play out in front of your eyes and knowing you were the next guy up. And guess what? He did get, I think, 5 starts in his rookie year because, Johnny, you just couldn't do it anymore.
You know, it's funny because talking about Ian, that you know, when it comes to, he's bright guy, he's smart about all the football, he's smart about life and the things he does, and you think that Peyton Manning is about as self-aware of an athlete as you've ever seen, and yet we don't believe he'll know when it's time to say goodbye either. You know, that's sort of back to the old point of, you know, and I know Johnny Unitas couldn't play at all that I recall, and when I was 4, I couldn't even eat soup. But
you're assuming that you can eat soup well now.
No, but not really. No, I still spill it. I still don't know.
Yeah,
where
you
to
didn't.
Put it.
You didn't have your dad saying, you know, watch Otto Graham and remember Otto Graham.
No, my dad did not say watch Otto Graham.
Oh, okay.
He wanted me to eat soup.
You needed to have a television.
But
first.
It just seems like, you know, even a guy like this, and maybe it won't. Maybe it'll play out better than this. But I don't know that Peyton is ready to say goodbye. Even though we all know where he's at with this.
Yeah, but the one aspect of the equation, and there are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that we're just not privy to, and sometimes it comes out years later, somebody writes a book, somebody releases information via an anonymous source through a column, however it happens. Sometimes we get the whole story, but much later. Maybe, just maybe, the fact that he's broken the record, that is out of the way, maybe that was the agreement. To some degree, whether it was wink-wink, whether it was a handshake, whether it was a back room meeting, who knows? Maybe that was part of it, that, hey, you get the record at that point. If you're not playing up to par, we got to do what's best for the football team. And if that means Brock Osweiler gets an opportunity. Plus, they got to figure out if Brock Osweiler can play. He's a free agent at the end of the season. You know, it's a funny thing in the NFL. You have 32 teams, but you don't have 32 qualified quarterbacks to play the position. You've got 7 or 8 floaters in the league that it's a revolving door. And some guys can bounce around. Ryan Fitzpatrick can get a starting job here, can get a starting job there. He can be acceptable in one city. He can get the starting job in another and then lose the starting job, but then reacquire a starting job because he's just good enough to lead a team. And he's, by the way, a great guy who's made the most of his ability, and I have a lot of respect for him, but he's in that group. They got to figure out if Brock Osweiler is one of those guys, or is he a guy that you can actually sign and build an offense around?
You know, Ian, we could talk all day, but you will appreciate this. The reason we have to say goodbye is coming up next, right here, is the Zach Zaidman Bears report.
Oh, double Z.
Yep.
Big red.
Yep. So, I mean, you certainly understand the importance of making sure we get to Zach on time.
I will aside, gladly step aside for Zach Z.
Thank you, Ian.
All right, next time we'll do a segment of Am I a Bad Guy? Because I have a number of moral
issues
I'd like to bring up. Number
of
travel
issues.
We're always here for you.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
That'll be the next time.
Yes. Thank you, Ian. Ian Eagle.
Ian Eagle is the best ever.
The absolute best.
Yeah,
so
he really is.
Zach will get us updated. A busy day at Bears practice, all kinds of injury news and more. So don't go anywhere.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone loves getting a shout-out. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to send one that may be read on air right here on B96 Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter your thank you. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Score. Store for details.
Hey, Thanksgiving is 1 week away. Christmas is 36 days away. Are you ready? Now, if you have family visiting or holiday parties planned, Comcast can help you with the entertainment. Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. The X1 system from Xfinity will not only change the way you experience TV, but it will change the way you experience the holidays. Let's say you're looking for a favorite Christmas movie or even a new Christmas movie to watch with your family or friends. Well, with my X1 voice remote, I can just say, show me Christmas movies, and dozens of titles will appear right there on my screen. I just pick, click, and start watching. It's that simple with X1 from Xfinity. Well, maybe you're going to have relatives or friends staying with you over the next several weeks. Well, here's a question for you. Can your home internet handle the extra usage? Now, I know my internet from Xfinity can. So listen to this. Xfinity not only provides the fastest internet available, but it also provides the most reliable. So no matter how many devices are being used or what you're using the internet for, Xfinity always comes through. Like at my house, it's not uncommon for 4 or 5 devices to be used at one time. No issues ever with Xfinity. So if you want some great entertainment as well as the fastest and most reliable internet, you need Xfinity from Comcast. And don't miss this limited-time holiday offer. You can get started with the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89 a month for a year, or ask how to upgrade and get a $500 prepaid card or a free Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Hurry, though. This holiday offer won't last, so call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today. This offer does end 11/22/15. That's coming up, and certain restrictions and requirements do apply. So call today for all the info you need to get the best in entertainment with Xfinity from Comcast. Their number is 1-800-XFINITY or visit online at Xfinity.com.
Attend the Ileana Golf Merchandise Sale November 20th through 22nd at Balmoral Woods in Crete. 15 area professionals have combined their merchandise under one roof to pass drastic savings on to you. For more info, visit BalmoralWoods.com.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Right now!
3:23, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The time has arrived.
He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. We just finished talking to his old buddy Ian Eagle, and now Zach joins us
Giant
on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Your old buddy Zach is crazier than ever.
He's the best, isn't he?
Isn't he?
He is.
Yep.
There's a sporting goods store, a chain in the Northeast by the name of Modell's.
Modell's,
right.
Yes.
And Ian used to do the commercials for them on the radio. And everything he says with enthusiasm. And he was known for many years as the guy who would say, "You've got to go to Moe's." And he would also sell deli sandwiches and all that kind of stuff via commercials. And there's nothing quite like listening to Ian Eagle say the words, "Hot deli sandwiches with mustard." You know, it was...
Hey, that's the job, you know?
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
he does.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I do with DePaul, but a little different.
Well, if I have a choice, I'll take the hot deli sandwich.
No, I literally want to be on top of the players.
Terry, relax. Coming up, we're literally going to find out what Jay Cutler does in the shower. His words, not mine. Ooh. And we will get a minute of unfettered access with the Bears outside linebacker, Mr. Leadership himself, Pernell McPhee. But let's get to some of the news first. And the Bears practiced indoors today inside the Walter Payton Center, guys, because there were 20-plus mile-per-hour winds. It was unsafe for the video personnel to record everything that was... That was happening on the practice
field. Notre Dame said it was unremarkable.
Unremarkable.
It was remarkable here. So then they went inside the Walter Payton Center for safety issues. But because they were on the hard surface inside the Payton Center, no Forte, no Jeffrey, no McPhee, and no Royal practicing today. So that's something to keep in mind. Meantime, the one of the big storylines heading into this game against the Broncos, guys, is the fact that it is the reunion, the first game where John Fox and Adam Gase will go up against the Denver Broncos after parting ways with that club, despite the fact that they went to four consecutive playoffs with the Broncos and a Super Bowl appearance. Very rare that you part ways when you have that kind of situation. And even though Jay Cutler was traded to the Bears back in 2009, this game Sunday will mark the first time that Cutler is healthy, active, and ready to play against his former team. So I put a little montage together with those guys downplaying the significance of this matchup.
You don't really have a lot of time for nostalgia and those types of things.
I thought about it in the shower a second ago, and there isn't. I mean, it's so far removed. Coaching staffs have changed. The only player I can really think of on that team is Ryan Clay. I don't know if there's anybody else on that team at this point. Is that the only one? Yeah. Chris Cooper was there. I think he was done last year. So that's the only guy. And so many things have changed since then.
It's going to be interesting just being on the other side, seeing a lot of those guys that you've been around for. I was there 6 years. So seeing a guy like Demaryius Thomas, who I was his position coach as a rookie, and just seeing him get that second contract. But being on the other side, I'm worried about what we need to do on offense and do whatever we need to do to win the game.
I don't think they're being genuine with us.
How so?
I think that this means a lot to all them. Three.
Mm, okay.
Has
I
to.
Do too, actually.
I think there's a lot of pride. I mean, if we've learned anything about John Fox, Adam Gase, and this coaching staff, there's a lot of pride there. And for them to not be in Denver coaching, despite the fact that they had a lot of success, that's got to rub you a little bit the wrong way, I would think. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Although, their side of it is that John Fox walked out on them. They didn't fire him. He walked out on them.
No.
That's their side of the story. Just read it today.
All right. Meantime, Jeremy Langford has performed quite well over the last couple of games, and it's almost as though people are dismissing the contributions of Matt Forte throughout his Bears career. He's missed the last couple of games as he recovers from that knee injury, and that was kind of brought up to him today. Take a listen to this.
The NFL is what have you done for me lately, sure. So it's whatever's done next, you know. And so, you know, I've actually been out for a few games, and he's done his job, done well, stepping in for me. So, you know, everybody is always looking for the next best thing. And so, obviously, with the situation being I'm in my contract year last year, it's obvious that that's the storyline that will sure. come up. And so, you know, Chicago is kind of like that, you know, like, we'll see you later, Matt. You know, all this, I'm like... Dang, I've been here going on 8 years. Y'all just going to throw me to the side like that. But, you know, that's the nature of the NFL. And, you know, I don't mind. I will play, you know, wherever I end up, you know, after that.
Does that give you either a push to get back sooner or whenever you do get back to make sure that, you know, you establish
No, I'm going to take my time to be healthy, obviously. And, you know, it's good that he's obviously getting this experience. And I actually like it because I – you know, now going forward, I'm not going to have to play every single play or every down out there. And so we can each be healthy and be at full speed out there during the game and have a role to play.
You still don't like coming off the field, right?
Yeah, if I'm tired, I do. You know, but, you know, that's why you try to stay in shape, you know, the most times that you can. But, you know, if you're able to not play every play, I think you can play, you know, most of the plays that you're out there even harder, you know, and not have to worry about, all right, do I have enough for the fourth quarter or the, you know, second half?
I think it only benefits the Bears when he's able to come back. Said he felt fine after yesterday's practice and didn't go today because they were practicing indoors on the hard surface. And keep this in mind, even though he missed the last two games, Matt Forte is still number one in the National Football League in scrimmage yards since he entered the league back in 2008. And he is fourth in the NFL in rushing yards since 2008. Keep this in mind that he's missed the last couple of games. Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, Frank Gore rank 1, 2, 3 in that area.
So the Bears aren't really getting much into strategic questions here. It's more about sort of the size of the game and the meaning of the game. Or I saw Gase spoke today. Was there any talk about how they're going to attack this terrific defense?
Yeah, I think that it depends on who plays, obviously. But obviously the edge protection is going to be a big deal. Keep in mind that DeMarcus Ware did not participate again.
And he's out.
He's out, yeah.
But he has not officially been ruled out according to the injury report. We know what Gary Kubiak has said, but still being listed as a guy who did not participate with the back. That's a big deal, though, because in four career games against the Bears, guys, DeMarcus Ware has 4 sacks and 7 quarterback
hits.
That's
too many.
Yeah, so...
That's too many.
Yeah, but they've done a good job over, really, since Charles Leno was inserted into the starting lineup, since that Oakland game. You know, think about all
pass rushers.
Yeah, all the different pass rushers. And I think one of the things, you know, we haven't made a big deal about it, but I think the fact that the Bears and... they've had an opportunity throughout the offseason, in the preseason, during the preseason games, and even during the regular season. They practice against a 3-4 now. So it's not this novel concept that comes at them after going against a 4-3 throughout the entire offseason. You know, there's specific plans in place to help you just win the day on the practice field against a 3-4, and I think that helps them when they come into games each and every week against these 3-4 defenses.
Zach, do you have nuggets and tidbits for us?
Yeah, Pernell McPhee had an opportunity to talk to him. Here he is, one minute. Has not practiced for the last couple of weeks as he tries to recover from that knee injury. Take a listen.
How's it going?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing great. I'm feeling good. Feel great. Thank God for another day.
How's the knee coming along specifically? And obviously you had to miss the last game. Feel like you're going to be back soon?
Doing good. You know, I'm going to leave the game time decision in coach's hand. You know, him and the trainer staff, they know what they're doing. So I'm going to just let them answer them questions. Right now, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. And, you know.
Is this something you're going to have to manage maybe for the rest of the year?
Maybe not. It just, I tweaked it, I think, and I was on some turf. Whatever, but, you know, I'll be all right. I'll be ready.
Last question. Same knee that you've had trouble with in the past?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think. I think, no, it ain't the same anymore.
And with that, he wished us a happy Thanksgiving.
And he whisked away.
Just in case we don't see him on Thanksgiving. And a couple of things,
bye,
by the way.
Happy Thanksgiving to all, and to all a good night.
Get out of here.
I do want to hit on something real quick before we say goodbye here, because, you know, you guys talked about the defense. Just keep this in mind about the Broncos' defense. They're tied for 7th in the NFL in takeaways with 17. Mm-hmm. They've got 0, though, over their last 3 games. And over their last 2 games, they've allowed 113 yards per game on the ground. So they have been vulnerable of late. And you can bet the Bears are going to be looking to take advantage of this, especially playing at home where the crowd sound actually benefits the offense and you have an opportunity to do some things to that defense.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks,
Zach.
See you guys.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Zach Zabin having you covered there with Bears information. And by the way, Bears All Access will happen at 6 o'clock on the Score tonight. They will go until 7, at which point we will have NFL here. Jaguars and the Titans will play again, that broadcast beginning at 7. Elsewhere in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers limited in practice today. He's got a sore throwing shoulder. However, is still expected to be good to go as the Packers will take on the Minnesota Vikings this week. The Cubs have signed reliever Andury Acevedo to a 1-year contract. They've also claimed another reliever, Jack Leathersich, off waivers. They get him from the New York Mets. And MLB postseason awards, more of them are coming later on. In about an hour and a half or so, we'll find out who the National League and American League MVPs are going to be. They'll be announced today. There are no Cubs or Sox that are finalists, so that Cubs streak of 3 days with the postseason award will come to an end today. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. Lowe's, the best place to save big for Black Friday. Hurry into your neighborhood store today for great Black Friday deals on all of your home improvement needs. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cater Home Run In Pizza for your holiday party.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We have talked with Matt Miller, Ian Eagle, and Zach Zaidman in the first half of the show. Plenty on the Chicago Bears, a lot of speculation about the Cubs, and there is some optimism that they may be reuniting with Jeff Samardzija as part of their offseason. And we talked about the note that Bob Nightingale had that MLB teams are going to be putting up netting once they figure out how to standardize all that for some of these ballparks to make sure fans are safer and no more getting hit with stuff. What else?
I think that's about it. I think we covered a lot of stuff. All right. One of the things that popped up today was the fact that while the Vikings are riding high at 7-2 and leading the Bears division, oh, buddy, the NFC, rough and tumble NFC North, that the word is, it's a very simple word, that yes, they're 7-2, but their quarterback is going to have to be a lot better as this season wears on, and that's my guy Teddy Bridgewater. Very little of what he's done has apparently impressed much of anybody. The team has no doubt that they found their eventual franchise quarterback in Bridgewater, nor should they, but time is running out this season for games in which he defines more victories, and that's going to have to happen at some point if Vikings want to be more than a paper tiger. So far this season, he's completed 163 passes and 254 attempts for 1,810 yards, 7 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Blech. He's thrown for more than 200 yards just 4 times this season, and over 300 yards just once, a 28-19 win over Detroit's massively underperforming defense. That was also the only game this season in which he's thrown more than 1 touchdown pass. He currently ranks 26th in opponent-adjusted play metrics for quarterbacks and 27th in those same season cumulative stats, just below veterans with down seasons like Andrew Luck and Joe Flacco. So I think, you know, all of it bears it out. Not the only the eye test, but the numbers and everything about it. Yes, they're riding high at 7-2, but they're doing it without the guy they thought they'd be doing it with. And I, you know, we've talked about this before. I'm not sure when it starts.
David Ortiz has announced that this year is it. That he's going to play one more, mm-hmm. and then Big Poppy is going to be
retired
big,
Indiana.
Big retired. So you look at his numbers and you ask the inevitable question, is he a baseball Hall of Famer? Forget the performance-enhancing drug stuff. Yes. Just ignore that for now.
Yes.
Just on the merits, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
503 home runs. Mm-hmm. His slash line, 284, 378, 547. It's a 925 OPS. And you ask, who are his career statistical comparables? They are from 10 being the least to 1 being the most comparable as follows. Paul Konerko, Todd Helton, Jason Giambi, Albert Pujols, Willie McCovey, Willie Stargell, Jeff Bagwell, Carlos Delgado, Fred McGriff, and number 1, Frank Thomas. So my answer to you is yes.
Yeah, absolutely. There seems to be a slight change in Dallas as Tony Romo gets prepared to come back and try to rescue the 2-7 Cowboys. That while it's been the policy up until the last few weeks that everything that Greg Hardy does is okay, right? I mean, that's been the word from Jerry Jones. Don't tell me about this. Don't tell me about that. I don't care. I do not care. Here's the problem, though. The late for meeting stuff and some of the other things he's been late for and not really showing much in terms of being interested in the team. It's not that he's, you know, it's not that he's played great. It's not that he's played poorly. It's not so much on the field. It's just that off the field, I saw it written today. And this is the first time that Jerry Jones, the lunkheaded owner slash general manager, is at last starting to realize that the guy's a cancer in the locker room.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what happens. There's a lot of season to be played yet, and you've got some important games for them. They think they can climb back into this with Romo back. But I'm going to tell you this. At least, you know, there's a glimmer of something other than sheer stupidity from Jerry Jones.
Don't count on it until for that glimmer to last. Now,
no, I won't.
There have been several stories in the wake of the Paris bombings, and specifically what happened at the Stade de France with the use of the suicide bomber outside the stadium. Tried to get in the stadium, but did not get in the stadium. And now it's being globalized to how safe are people at sporting events. And looking at all sporting events as being equal, where in this particular case, they're not. And there's a great piece of the San Francisco Chronicle by a guy named Andres Martinez, who tries to explain why it's soccer in particular that Islamic terrorists hate. And there is a reason. And according to this, so there is a reason why Islamist fanatics intent on a war between civilizations would target a major soccer match. It is the sport's singular role in bridging Western culture and modern youth. Soccer is one form of global pop culture not driven by the United States, and it's an obsession throughout the Muslim world. The game offers the most prominent example of successful cross-cultural assimilation within Europe. Some of the most prominent French and German stars in recent years are Muslim celebrities of immigrant backgrounds. And the impressive diversity of Europe's soccer leagues and national teams has been a potent force for disarming xenophobia and racism across Europe. North African American immigrants have never felt more welcome in France than when the nation rallied around Zinedine Zidane, the captain of the 98 World Cup winning French squad. But the converse often gets overlooked, the impact of immigrant players on the mindsets of soccer fans across the Middle East and North Africa. A galvanizing force in the debates of whether girls should be allowed to play sports. You look at the photos of the large crowds, whether it's a Syrian refugee camp or an upscale mall in Dubai, you'll invariably see people supporting Barcelona, Bayern Munich, and Man United. And so it is exactly all of the good that this sport is doing that is enraging jihadists as they're fighting modernity. And they're fighting against exactly this kind of thing and all it represents. So that was I learned a lot in reading about why that is.
That second half, we do it every damn day, but there's not a Bears game the day before. We always ask what you think of this or a lot of things we discussed today on Boris and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You're invited to join. But it's a busy day. There's people coming up. If you got something to say, you better say it now. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Best second half of all time.
Let your
game day ritual always start with a Scores football pregame show. Starring Bear great Patrick Manley, NFL Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and Score Bears expert Hub Arkish, along with Zach Zegman, live from the field before every Bears game. No one has more inside knowledge of the team than these guys. Only on the Scores football pregame show. And only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Everyone has someone to thank during the holidays. Merci, Europe's famous gift-giving chocolate, invites you to share a thank you that may be read on air right here on B96, Fridays during the 5 p.m. hour. Go to MerciList.com to enter. That's MerciList.com. Thank you means merci.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The biggest story going into camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Attend the Ileana Golf Merchandise Sale November 20th through 22nd at Balmoral Woods in Crete. 15 area professionals have combined their merchandise under one roof to pass drastic savings on to you. For more info, visit BalmoralWoods.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Drive a Firestone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's a lot that goes into one of these games, regardless of who, where, what time of the year. There's pretty much a schedule, and there's a lot of things to get done, a lot of time-consuming things. So, you know, we're so busy during the week that, you know, it's more about us, more about our preparation. Obviously, you look at the opponent because they all bring new challenges as far as matchups and whatnot. So you don't really have a lot of time for nostalgia and those types of things.
Well, we'll be looking at the opponent at the top of the hour. Greg Gabriel going to join us, and he'll scout it for us a little bit.
We'll peek at it a little.
We ask for your phone calls right after the second half, as we always do. And we have this from Tony in Logan Square on The Score. Hi, Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to tell you a story, kind of corroborating what we were talking about with soccer. So we have a small park in Logan Square called Haas Park. And we needed a new soccer field, and Manchester City football team and the UAE partnered with the Park District to pay for our soccer field. And the day of the opening, the ambassador of the UAE was there. And I said to him, I go, okay, why do you guys do this? So, I mean, there's obvious soccer investments that, Premier League is doing in the U.S., but he literally brought up what you said. He said, you know, treaties, wars, laws, none of that's going to bring our cultures together. They a lot of people, a lot of westernized people from that part of the world, they really believe soccer is the only way to bridge the oceans. And he said that there's a reason why these guys are buying soccer teams, because they're trying to bring people together. They want kids from different cultures to play in a soccer field together, and hopefully they will grow up without the same boundaries that we grew up with.
Well, that's nice, and then you can clearly see why that would be targeted by people who want to send human existence back thousands of years. It makes a lot of sense. I would say that the people are also buying teams because they want to make a lot of money off of a very, very popular sport.
There might be
sport.
An element of that in there. Uh-huh.
You know, I love it. I see it because right near where I live, there's been a huge investment in the soccer fields near Clark Park, right near where the Chicago Fire spent multi-million dollars on their new practice facility, and a bunch of other fields near where the Cubs Care and Kerry Wood have done the baseball field right next to Lane Tech. And that, with even the gymnastics place that is there now, has become this huge, busy sports corridor. And there are kids out there, and not just kids, but the adult leagues. It's crazy. There was a game this summer. And it's a club league. I think the Fire actually run the club, but there was a game between one, it was a team of mostly Mexican players against a team of mostly Ecuadorian players. And it was like a festival going on over there. I mean, huge crowds, and the uniforms were sponsored. It was like Tecate was sponsoring the Mexican team, and there was some Ecuadorian affiliated company, and there's people playing music, and there's food carts, and I stopped the car. We got out. I said, we got to see what's going on here. And all it was a club game, and you see all kinds of mixed club teams of, it's great. And I don't know a lot about soccer, but I know that around me it's constantly going on. There are just games, you know, all year until that there's snowfall down there. People are out there kicking the ball around. So I don't know specifically the park in Logan Square that you're talking about, but that's one aspect of life on the Northwest Side that I see all the time. And I guess people hate it. Terrorists hate it. I hate America. So it's when you saw the stories that are here, it's like, are you safe at a football game? Uh-huh. Are you safe? And it's probably not. I don't feel safe going to a movie.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't think there's it's not that you go there with your stomach in knots, or you attend a sporting event, or go to a movie, whatever. But you certainly have to be aware. I mean, not that, you know, keep your eyes open, just like, you know, they recommend, whatever it is, no matter where you're at.
It doesn't have to be some angry terrorist either. It's in this country, it's more likely to be a crazy person with a bunch of machine guns.
So keep your eyes open. That's all. I mean, I think there's you never know what you might see. But I don't think you, I don't think you allow yourself to do that, to be frightened or whatever it is. But I certainly would attend any of these said events with one eye open. I mean, just kind of looking, just kind of watching people. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's not against the law. And I would be. I mean, does that make me distrustful? Probably.
To some extent. Yeah. But you come by it honestly, I guess.
I think I do.
Greg Gabriel next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass hacking. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com.